The state of Iowa and the state of Nebraska implemented text to 911, and it's just another tool for us to get emergency responders to answer 911 calls. The motto is call if you can, text if you can't. We'd prefer calling rather than texting 911, but it's another tool for people that have hearing impaired. If they're in a loud situation that we cannot hear them on a phone, but texting does have its limitations. Cannot pinpoint on a map where that call's coming from, so it's very important that we know from the text that where this caller is located. Text system, even though it's active in Woodbury County and Dakota County, Nebraska, some areas you might hit a tower that is not text capable. At that point, you'll get a bounce back saying texting is not active within this area. So you put 911 in the two text area of the phone, and at that point start texting, and if the service is available, then the 911 operator will receive it. However, if you're in say Woodbury County and you hit Dakota County 911 center, we cannot transfer those 911 calls. So at that point, you need to make sure that they, again, let us know where they're actually at so that we can make sure that we get the proper responders to respond.
Ed Mahon, South Sioux City Police Department. I think a text, it could be very, very, very important for the right people. Like Glenn already said, if a person is deaf or has a problem with speech or can't speak or is in a dangerous situation where you either can't hear or it'd be very, very dangerous for you to talk, it could be, you know, it could be life-saving. And so that's really what the system has been designed for and really meant to be used the best by. The younger generations that are so tech-savvy, I think it's very important that they understand, even though they're more comfortable with texts, they should know the limitations and know that the pluses and minuses, and that we would still, if you're safe, or at least don't have to worry about somebody getting hearing you and that being an issue, and can use voice, that would be preferable.
Sheriff Dave Drew, Woodbury County Sheriff, and excited about texting 911 for a variety of reasons, hearing impaired, those that have difficulty with speech, but probably the one that I think is the most important is those that are in a dangerous situation, maybe in a domestic situation, can text without the worry of getting on the phone and maybe it be done in a concealment way. And I think that's some of the advantages, take advantage of the technology today. And so I think it'll be a real benefit for all of us.
I've been here 25 years. Technology has changed so much over the past 25 years. When I first started, we didn't have mapping. We didn't have cellular 911. So the 911 has evolved over the years. The state of Iowa's and the state of Nebraska's really taken the system to the next level.
23 for 28.
It's 911. Where's your emergency?
Well, Peter, 3, Victor, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3. 3.